Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump insists Mexico has to do a lot more to prevent Central American migrants from reaching the U.S. border, even as those involved in the talks say progress is being made. Vice President Mike Pence.
I've been receiving reports throughout the day as those negotiations have continued at the State Department, and we're encouraged that, frankly, the Mexican delegation brought even more proposals today. I'll be talking to the president later tonight over the course of this weekend about what's being proposed.
Trump is threatening a 5% tariff on Mexican imports as he tries to strong arm that country into stemming the flood of migrants at the southern border. The president has signed a $19 billion disaster aid bill. Sagar Magani with more.
The $19.1 billion bill is aimed at helping areas bounce back from hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and fires. The president tweeted a picture of himself holding the signed bill in what appears to be his Air Force One office. The legislation sat for months on Capitol Hill amid disputes over the president's border funding demand and more aid for Puerto Rico, which he opposed. Nevertheless, the president tweeted Puerto Rico should love President Trump, claiming without me, they would have been shut out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Just what Oklahoma and Arkansas don't need, more rain. More than 3 inches of rain has fallen in Tulsa only days after the flooding Arkansas River started to recede. Stranded motorists had to be rescued from flash flooding in Oklahoma City following an inch and a half of rain in half an hour. Flash flood warnings are up for Fort Smith, Arkansas. The Inspector General, Department of Homeland Security, says surprise visits to four immigration detention facilities in California, Louisiana, Colorado, and New Jersey found rotting food, moldy, and dilapidated bathrooms. Inspectors asked if staff practices may detain violations. This is AP Radio News. New York's police commissioner apologizes for a raid 50 years ago.
At the time of the raid, law enforcement often considered homosexuality a crime. Patrons and others at the Stonewall Inn that night clashed with police.
The actions taken by the NYPD were wrong, plain and simple.
There had been a push for Commissioner James O'Neill to apologize.
The actions and the laws were discriminatory and oppressive, and for that, I apologize.
Thomas Lanigan Schmidt was involved in the Stonewall Inn raid. He talked to the AP 2 years ago about what it means for the gay community now.
They won't have to go through the being hidden or the being ashamed.
But a group called the Reclaim Pride Coalition calls O'Neill's comments an empty apology made under pressure. I'm Ed Donahue.
Last Friday, two burglars thought they could use a blowtorch to cut into an ATM safe in Okaloosa, Florida. Police say instead they welded the hinges shut. Surveillance video shows them walking away empty-handed. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.